Now, as you walk up on him and he get over his head, you got to commit. You cannot hover over a python's head.
It's about 10:30 on a Tuesday morning, and python catching class is in session at the Bill Sadowski Nature Center in Palmetto Bay. 8 students are learning to identify and safely capture pythons. They're trying to catch training snakes on the front lawn. Those are pythons from the wild that have already been caught. Instructor Jenny Novak cautions a student who's about to break the cardinal rule of python catching. Don't poke the snake. Donna Khalil watches eagerly. She's been capturing snakes for almost 50 years, first as a little girl in Venezuela, and later in the Everglades and in North Miami, where she grew up.
Yellow rat snakes, corn snakes, indigos, every kind of snake that you could think of, even a green tree snake, which is one of my favorites.
Khalil is eager to capture a python, and that's one reason she's doing the python challenge. A few days after the class, Donna's going python hunting. She's with her husband, Craig, and their friend, Mark Rodriguez. Donna's wearing a flannel shirt, cargo pants, and a knife in her belt. Her hair is braided under a hat with a black snake pattern band. She sits in the open window of the Ford Expedition, scanning the brush for pythons while holding onto the roof rack with one hand. Craig and Donna met in high school.
We hit it off as friends for years and years and years, and she had me on a long-term probation for many, many years, and then finally decided I wasn't going away and said yes.
They've been married 29 years. They're both adventurous, but there are some real differences between them. They pronounce their last name, the same last name, differently.
Khalil?
Khalil?
It's my name, but that's okay.
Donna owns a real estate business. Craig's a managing partner with a law firm in Miami. For him, python hunting with Donna is a refuge, a chance to take photos and enjoy the beauty of South Florida. He's standing on top of a levee with his back to the wind, watching Donna poke around in the bushes. He and Donna were also out looking for pythons last night.
We watched the sunset over the Everglades and the color changes and just the lighting and the birds coming in and roosting. It was just fabulous.
Around Craig, there's just a sea of sawgrass, broken only by the occasional hardwood hammock. Miami has disappeared.
Did you find one?
She has not.
Fair enough.
Craig says he's okay with not catching a python. Donna would like nothing more than to find a 12-footer sunning itself along one of the park's canals. But she's resigned to the fact that pythons captured in the Python Challenge will be euthanized by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. She believes this is necessary to protect the Everglades.
There are many other snakes that you can have as pets. If I can remove a couple of snakes and save a few birds and other animals, that'd be a good thing.
So Donna's in the Python Challenge for the thrill of the hunt. But she, and Craig and Mark, are also in it for the unexpected encounter. Two owls in a hardwood hammock. Or the just shed skin of an eastern diamondback rattlesnake.
Have the rattle. That is cool. That's a nice, big snake.
Awesome.
They didn't find any pythons this time, but it turns out they've captured one before. On Christmas, on Tamiami Trail, after a nice dinner with their kids.
We literally drove over one. So I ran over there and I grabbed it by the tail and brought it back out into the road and caught it. And it was trying to strike me and it's as if we didn't hit it. I bagged it up, drove it home, called FWC. But being that it was Christmas night, nobody contacted me. And unfortunately, I guess it did succumb to its wounds the next afternoon.
That one doesn't count for the challenge. So Donna and company plan to keep looking until the competition ends Sunday night. But let's be honest, they'd want to be out here anyway. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.